Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Pádraig Lodge is back with us. And Pádraig, you're starting with rugby.
That's right, Justin. Mac Hansen is a doubt for the Six Nations. That will be concerning Irish rugby fans. The Connacht star underwent surgery yesterday on a foot injury. That injury was initially picked up during the Lions tour of Australia, but it's been lingering on ever since. Ireland's Six Nations opener is away to France on the 5th of February, so it's going to be very tight for him to get back. And John Muldoon, who's part of the Connacht coaching staff, was asked to put a time frame on when Mac will be back.
He's literally just out of surgery, so we're not going to know that for a couple of days. But yeah, look, there's been a few occasions of this is happening, and needs to get it right and get it fixed. Like, it's not going to be a quick turnaround. We're not talking about a few weeks here. It's probably medium term. Without knowing the actual facts, you're talking about medium term. And it has been frustrating for him, and I'm sure he'll be sitting down after that operation over the next couple of weeks and months, and just trying to get back on the pitch and show us the character that he is.
That's John Muldoon. The draw for the next Rugby World Cup begins at 9 o'clock this morning in Sydney. Ireland will be top seeds, so will avoid the top teams. Possible opponents from the group of second seeds are Japan, Italy, Fiji, Scotland, Wales and the hosts Australia. There will be reaction to the draw throughout the day on RTE Sport Online, and a special RTE Rugby podcast will be available in the afternoon with Bernard Jackman and Johnny Holland joining host Neil Tracy. Norwegian striker Erling Haaland brought up his century of Premier League goals as Manchester City beat Fulham 5-4 at Craven Cottage. City are now 2 points behind the leaders Arsenal, who host Brentford tonight. Jack Grealish's goal earned Everton a 1-0 win at Bournemouth, while Newcastle and Tottenham drew 2-2 at St James's Park. Martin O'Neill will take charge of Celtic for one last time in their league game against Dundee. His final match at the helm could see the club take the top spot in the Scottish Premiership standings. And leaked plans by the BBC to scale back on its presence at next year's World Cup continue to generate debate in the British media. It's being reported that most of the television commentaries will be done from BBC headquarters in Salford rather than the match venues, while presenters and their panellists will work from base until the quarterfinals. It's being done to reduce costs and their carbon footprint, as there are huge distances between the host cities. According to the Times, it'll be the first time ever that the BBC has shown live World Cup games with remote commentary. Big change there. John Motson will be turning in his grave. Excitement, meanwhile, is building in Athy in County Kildare ahead of Saturday's Leinster Club football final. It's the first time an Athy team will play in Croke Park, with a large support expected to travel to Dublin from the historic town where the River Barrow meets the Grand Canal. They face a difficult task against the All-Ireland favourites Ballyboden St Enda's, and midfielder Kevin Feely has been telling us about the emotional reaction to their semi-final win over Port Arlington.
You can get a little bit too built up emotion-wise in the lead-up to a game, but certainly after the game I was well reminded of what this means to the club, and the outpouring we had of club members, people from the town coming on, and you know, tears in their eyes at the thought of a tie going to Croke Park for a Leinster final, really brought home kind of what it means to the town, and we're absolutely blessed to be able to represent the club and county in our position.
How have you gone about building up depth in the panel, really, to bring you to the point now where you're genuine Leinster contenders?
I think a lot of the credit for that has to go to our second team, our senior B team. They went, and after we won the senior championship, our second team won the senior B championship in Kildare, which was a real kind of, I suppose, it showed basically the strength and depth that we have managed to build. We take that competition very seriously, and lads who aren't getting regular football with the first team take the second team competition very seriously, and it shows then that they're always rewarded with, if they perform well there, they'll get the opportunity to come on and make their impact with the first team. So I think it's through that, through having good numbers up at training, obviously being successful generates its own momentum as well, and you know, it makes people want to come training and want to be on the field, so there's that element to it as well. But yeah, huge credit to Pete Dunne and his backroom team with the second team. We have to give them huge credit for building that depth as well.
You've one more step to take, probably the toughest test. How are you feeling at this stage about the prospect of the Dublin champions in Croke Park?
Yeah, look, they're all Ireland favourites for a reason. It's going to be a massive challenge. There's a big responsibility on some of the older heads in the team and lads who have played in Croke Park before to try and get our younger lads familiarised and comfortable with being up there. But look, I think the type of lads we have there, they're the lads who want to shine on the biggest stage, and we just have to try and create that platform for them as best we can, and hopefully we'll bring our best. And you know, as long as we bring our best, there's not a whole lot else we can do, you know.
That's Kevin Feely of Athy. That final starts at 4:30 on Saturday. It'll be live on RTÉ2 television and on Saturday Sport here on RTÉ Radio 1. Daniel Whiffen claimed a bronze medal in the men's 400 metres freestyle at the European Short Course Swimming Championships in Poland. Whiffen qualified fastest for the final. He'll be back in action today in the heats of the 1500 metres freestyle. Two Irish swimmers have qualified for finals, John Short in the 200 metres backstroke and Ellie McCartney in the 100 metres breaststroke. Tiger Woods says his recovery from disc replacement surgery has been slow, with no date currently set for his return. He also says he hasn't been approached about being the US captain for the next Ryder Cup. His friendship with JP McManus, the owner of Adair Manor, has led to much speculation that he will be the captain when the event is staged in Limerick in 2027. And finally, in racing, Bridie's Bow ran out an impressive winner of the Novice Handicap Chase at Clonmel for trainer Gavin Cromwell and jockey Keith Donoghue.